Welcome to the Wine Marketer's Radar, your weekly roundup of non-wine news that matters to your wine brand. I'm Polly Hammond, founder of Fife Forest. Each week, I'll bring you fast, strategic insights to help your wine marketing team stay ahead of the curve.
Alrighty, this week we've got a lot to talk about, from AI-powered storytelling and social-first travel behavior to YouTube's media dominance and what personalization may actually look like in 2025. So let's dive in. Let's start with a campaign that's equal parts brilliant and borderline dystopian. AB InBev, the world's largest brewer, just launched one of the most creative e-commerce retargeting efforts we've seen in a while. Working with agency RGA, they rolled out a campaign called Abandoned Nights for their Latin American platform, Tada. Here's the premise. If you abandon your shopping cart, beers, snacks, charcoal, whatever, 24 hours later, you're going to get a personalized AI-generated video showing what your night could have been had you checked out. Full storyline, custom narration, your actual cart items turned into a short cinematic experience. Now, yes, this is a big budget play, but the takeaway isn't about the tech. It's about what this is teaching consumers to expect from brands. Marketing that entertains, not just reminds. And for wine brands, that's the lesson. You don't need generative video engines, but you do need to move beyond transactional emails and templated reminders. Storytelling and personalization are creeping into every customer touchpoint, even the follow-up. So the question becomes, when someone engages with your brand, does it feel like a message or like a wow moment? Speaking of moments, let's talk about travel content. Marketing Dive just released a study on what drives modern travel behavior, and the headline is this. Two-thirds of Gen Z use social media to pick their destinations. Not to plan activities, but to choose where to go at all. And this matters because most winery content is aimed at people who've already decided to visit wine country. You are catching them mid-funnel. But if people are choosing destinations based on vibe or emotion, then your winery isn't just competing with other wineries. It's competing with brunch spots, nature hikes, boutique hotels, and even TikTok-worthy views. Here's what I've been telling clients lately. A vineyard shot is not interesting, but a vineyard as the backdrop to someone's birthday or a proposal or a spontaneous lunch with your friends, that's what turns your winery from a producer into a place worth visiting. And here's the kicker. Destination style content doesn't just inspire travel, it boosts your local SEO. When your site features itineraries, local guides, event coverage, day trip ideas, you are far more likely to show up in the things to do near me searches. So if you want to win search and you want to win social, stop talking about what's in the bottle and start showing people what it feels like to actually be there. Now, staying on the topic of media, let's zoom out for a moment. Variety has just reported that YouTube is now valued at up to $550 billion and is on track to become the world's largest media company, even surpassing Disney. That stat alone should make us stop and pay attention. But here is what's more important. YouTube is now the most watched TV platform in the US, full stop. It owns long form, short form, subscription, ad supported, and everything in between. So what's the takeaway for wine brands? Well, most of us aren't buying TV spots, but YouTube is well within your reach, and it rewards content that's useful, interesting, and searchable over time. A well-made video about your tasting experience, or how to plan a weekend in your region, or what makes your approach to winemaking unique, that can live forever. And more importantly, it can work quietly in the background, educating and converting while you sleep. And if you're not ready to produce YouTube content yourself, that's okay. YouTube is a great place for highly targeted video advertising that's dramatically more accessible than traditional TV. You can run skippable ads, target by interest or intent, and only pay when people actually watch. For wineries who want brand visibility without the cost of broadcast media, it's one of the smartest ad plays out there. So now let's bring this home with a conversation about your digital experience and what personalization actually looks like in 2025. Covio's latest customer experience relevance report dropped this month, and the message is clear. People want personalization, but they don't want to give up their privacy to get it. In fact, willingness to share personal data is down across all age groups, but at the same time, complaints about irrelevant product recommendations are up. So how do we bridge that gap? Here's one practical answer. Commerce 7 personalized content. If you're already using C7, you have access to tools that let you tailor the customer experience without needing creepy tracking. A few quick examples include recommend wines based on purchase behavior, show club members exclusive content, celebrate a birthday with a special offer. It's all doable. And that personalization is grounded in behavior, not surveillance. And in today's environment, that's the kind of trust building that wineries need. Because here's the reality. After two or three bad digital experiences, most customers are going to bounce. But if your site feels like it was built for them, even just a little bit, they're going to stay and they're going to come back. And finally, something we absolutely can't do, but I'm obsessed with anyway. Heineken just launched a prototype phone case called the Flipper. It listens for the word cheers, and when it hears it, it physically flips your phone face down to stop you from scrolling. It is ridiculous, it's amazing, it's completely on brand, and it's all part of a broader campaign to get people hashtag social off socials. So no, wineries are not going to start producing robotic phone cases, sadly. But I love the reminder here. Create spaces and moments where presence feels better than performance.
And that's it for this week's Radar. For more insights and support with your wine marketing, be sure to visit fiveforests.com and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.